Simon Reish Beis, Sif Aleph Revolt. Rabbanu Shlomo worked it out. We're starting Hilchos Brachas right before Purim. Purim is probably the time to get the most questions on Hilchos Brachas possible. All the Shalach Manas, Bechulu. Just yesterday, actually, my shrigger came from America. We bought some things, some dried papaya and some kind bars and some other types of things. Each one was a question, what bracha to make on it? Papaya, of course, make eitz on it, right? Do you? Does anybody know what papaya is? We don't know what papaya is. So, what Pasha says, you make a adama on papaya, almost like a banana, it's a tzavik brachas, we'll see, Mirz Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see. Well, Reuven Bronstein was invited to his Friday neighbor for the Purim Suda. And that's where all the problems started. Had he washed at the beginning, everything would have been fine, but really, he wasn't sure what was going to be there, so he had his really Purim Suda beforehand, he washed and benched, now he has to make a bracha on everything that's going on there. Well, he served, it was a fascinating presentation. They had the meat, as some Sfarim do, wrapped up in grape leaves. You have it? They sell them in the store here. Wrapped up in grape leaves, with little grapes all around. Big grapes, little grapes. It was a fascinating presentation. And you have to figure out, first of all, what bracha to make on the leaves, and what bracha to make on the little grapes and the big grapes. And that was only the beginning till he got to the end of the Suda, and they were selling, and what do you do on Purim for dessert? All the leftover Shalach Manis. What's left over from the leftover Shalach Manis? The chocolate covered orange peels. Marzipan and chocolate covered orange peels. Those are the two things that are left usually at the end of the Shalach Manis. And now there was this actually was a crazy story. There was a little bit of peanuts in one of the things, and one of the people had to go to the hospital because they had a serious reaction to the peanuts. They weren't sure, was it the peanuts or was it the eggs? So there's one way to check. I was told somebody just did this now a few weeks ago. They checked it. The way they check, it's called a challenge, the hospital challenge. Somebody has to suffer whether or not they're really allergic to something. They give them a spoonful of peanut butter. You heard this? Spoonful of peanut butter in the hospital, and they're standing there ready with the EpiPen. And if the person faints, they bring it back to life. They EpiPen right away. The question was, does such a person make a bracha on a spoonful of peanut butter when it's mazik? So this was the excitement in the Purim Suda. Halacha is as follows. With regard to, first, the klalim. Once we know the klalim, then we know all the pratim. The klalim is, on things that grow from a tree, we'll have to see what's considered a tree. That we'll get to in Mirz Hashem Behemshech a little bit. The halacha is you make a brei priya eitz, chutz, except from wine which comes out of a tree, which you make a brei priya gofen, and oil, we found also, if you eat it in a way that it's not mazik, you make a brei priya eitz. Not only that, you also make a bracha achas main shalosh afterwards. On wine, you make a ala gefen priya gefen, and on shemen, if you drink enough in a way that's not mazik, then you make a ala eitz val priya eitz. That's with that. All other fruits, you make a ha'eitz at the beginning, and you, afterwards, we'll see what the bracha chayin is, generally, except for nafash of esmin, and you make a brei nefashas afterwards. That's the ikar fruit. Something which is not the ikar fruit of the tree. That means that there's a few things that grow from the tree, and it's not the ikar fruit of the tree. For example, the leaves of grapes. Grape leaves is something that people eat, and it's sold here in the stores. Go to any store, maybe you're not used to it, but your Sephardi neighbor is. And they're sold in the stores here, some of them. And it also grows on the tree. It's not the ikar fruit, but it is something that people eat. Therefore, you make hadama. However, if what grows on the tree was lo yinatilu adai tadachi, people do not plant the tree for that thing, then the halacha is it's just shahakol. So now theoretically, if you have bizmanenu, grape leaves, and people do not plant the grape vines for the leaves, then in a chanami, on the grape leaves, says the sharatin, he says it's b'negiat atzlaf, he says it goes according to b'metzias, whether or not people plant it for that or not. And since it's not like Ramesha says not the way, but the way the Mishnah Berurah goes is that it depends on whether or not people plant it for that reason or not. Lamais, the people do not plant the grape leaves. That's what the Bracha says. The Pashas, they do not plant the grape vines for the leaves. Therefore, even though the leaves theoretically should be Adama, because it's a non-ikar fruit of a tree, which in halacha is that it's Adama, but since it's Loinatul Adai Tadachi, people don't plant it for that purpose. Therefore, it's downgraded to Shahakol. Not downgraded just one, downgraded two to Shahakol. the melo on the grape leaves, whether it's the meat or the grape leaves that are surrounding the meat, they're both shakal. With regard to the chocolate-covered orange peels, so we saw that the Mishnah Berurah brought down at the end that it's really a three-year machlokes. What bracha to make? Klipas peranchin. That's oranges. Shetegin a medvash. Yesh deis ben achrayim, whether or not it's a eitz, whether or not it's adama, whether or not it's shakal. Therefore, the best thing to do is to make a shakal in such a thing. The best thing to do is make a shakal in such a thing. Now, the reason is because there might be a difference between klipas and garinim. Garinim, the halacha is, Tosfos says that garinim have a shem pri. It's machlokes in Tosfos and the Rashba, whether it has a shem pri or not. Tosfos says l'maisa that it does have a shem pri, and you would make a ha'etz on a pit. You'd make a ha'etz on a pit. L'maisa Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's really a machlokes. Ain mevarach brei pri etz. You only make a brei pri adama. That's what some people say. You only make a brei pri adama because it's not really the ikar pri, and therefore it gets downgraded one. But that's only benigea to the pits. With regard to the klipos, that's mamash nothing, and therefore it could be that it's even a shakal, and that's halach lamais that we paskin. With regular garinim, then it depends on whether or not it's natu, let's say garinim of sunflower seeds, ukadema, then it depends on whether or not they planted for or not. If it's not planted for that reason, then it would be a shakal. If it is planted for that reason, then it could be hadama, because they say that it's even a different type, because manenu, certainly ones that you buy in the store, the minig is to make adam on them. But if you go ahead and you take out of your watermelon seeds and you want to roast them, you're only going to make a shakal, because they're not planting your watermelon. If you ever find a watermelon nowadays in 2023 that actually has seeds, but in such a case, then you would have to, you would make a shakal, you would not make adam. That's the difference between klipos and garinim. And with the regard to the peanut butter, the halacha is with regard to peanut butter that a davar amazik you don't make a bracha on. However, we didn't see both of the halachas. There's a difference between shemen zayis and kimcha desari. Shemen zayis, it says that since it's mazik, therefore you don't make any bracha on it. The Rambam says you make a shakal, you don't make any bracha on it. Or kimcha desari, which is barley flour, Gemara says even though it's kosher lekukiyani, it causes pinworms, nevertheless, since the person's nana from it, he makes a bracha on it. He makes the proper bracha, which is a shakal. Maybe something which is generally, the Mishnah Berurah seems to go like that, that shemen you're not nana from, as opposed to something else a person is nana from. Something which is generally, shemen no one's nana from, it's just a mazik, therefore it doesn't get a bracha b'chlal. Peanut butter is considered regular food, and you're also nana from it, it might cause terrible reactions, but a diabetic who has a piece of seven layer cake also should make a mezainus on it, even though it might send him to the emergency room.